Surat al-Fajr and Surat al-Balad are another pair. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Fajr, wal-Layalin Ashr, wal-Shafi wal-Watr, wal-Layli Idha Yasr. هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر؟ صدق الله العظيم. As I said before also, the subject of the oath of Quran is a very difficult subject. Somewhere it's easy to understand what is muqsam bihi, what is muqsam alayh. With what the oath is being taken, on what the oath is being taken. And there is a rational connection between the two. But at most of the other places, there are several, you know, interpretations and several meanings given by Mufassireen. But there are places where we can't say surely what is the exact meaning. Wal-Fajr, by the dawn. Now I understand that, as I said before, Was-Subh Iza Asfar, it denoted in Surat al-Muddassir the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beginning of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same way, I think that here also, it has been pointed in that direction by the dawn. Walayalin Ashr, and by the 10 nights. Mostly people think these are the 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. First 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. They are very sacred. Washafi Wal-Watr, by the even and the odd. Many sayings are there about the interpretation. Wal-Layli Idha Yasr, and by the night when it departs. This again, as far as I think, denotes to the advent of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The night is departing. Wal-Layli is Adbar. Wa-Subh Idha Asfar. So in the beginning, Fajr, and the end, Wal-Layli Idha Yasr. And then the night, by the night, when it departs. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمُ الَّذِي حِجْرٌ. Is there not in that an oath for a man? Now, the historical events, only brief mentions of قَوْمِ عَادٍ and ثَمُودَ and so on. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. Didn't you see what your Lord did with the nation of Aad? How he dealt with them? Iram Azat al-Imad of Iram, having very high pillars. They say that Iram was the name of the city. Ad was the name of the nation. Iram was the city. And that is said generally, Jannatul Shaddad. Shaddad was an emperor of Ad. And he has, you know, a city. He established a very beautiful, all gardens. And then on the ramparts, there were very high pillars. So Iram Azat-il-Imad, that city of Iram, which had very high pillars. Allati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad. The like of whom were never created in the lands. That was for the first time. It must be at least 6,000 years from now. And there was some news that now this city has been seen under the desert. There are the remnants of the city present. Now, because there are techniques with which they can see what is beneath the soil. Otherwise, over it is a very bad desert. Nothing stands over there. Everything sinks into the sand. Quick sand. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ الَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَعَبُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ. And didn't you see what your Lord did with Thamud? Who carved the rocks in the valleys. They can be seen till today in Sijh, about 100 miles northwest of Medina. There are, you know, in the mountains they have carved big halls, big houses, palaces. They are still modern. But Fir'aun the Lord Ad. And then you see how your Lord dealt with Fir'aun. The Fir'aun who had the 10 pegs, you know, with all cars. So bigger army, that with that army there used to be tents. And to erect the tents, they needed pegs. So even the pegs were so great in number that several hundred horses or camels were carrying the pegs only. So Fir'aun was his avatar, this became his name. Allatheena taghaw fil bilad, those who transgressed in the lands. Now this tughyani is with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whosoever transgresses from the limits of obedience, because for jinns and humans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Whosoever rises above this level, so he is tughyan, taghut, الَّذِينَ تَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ فَأَكْسَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ. And as a result, they multiplied therein corruption and mischief. Now these are two dimensions. Tagha against Allah and fasad among the mankind. When you are transgressing against Allah, then you know there shall be oppressions, there will be killings, there will be all sorts of mischiefs and miscreants. So this is two aspects. Ibadullah, Hukukullah or Hukukul Ibad. Regarding Hukukullah, they transgressed. Regarding Hukukul Ibad, they created corruption and mischief in the land. فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْتَ عَذَابٍ. So your Lord, let loose on them the lashes of punishment. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Verily your Lord is ever on the watch. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ. These are the two central ayat of this surah, and they give you the central theme of this surah. Before this, 14 ayat, all small, small, small. After that also, then from 17 onwards, very small ayat, but these are long ayat too. Faman insanu, as for man, iza mabtalahu rabbuhu, whenever his Lord tries him, tests him, by honoring him and blessing him, he says, fayaqulu rabbi akraman. Iza mabtalahu rabbuhu faakramahu wa na'amahu. He honors him and blesses him. Then he says, my Lord has honored me. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ. But when his Lord tries him and tests him, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ, and straightens or restricts for him his sustenance, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. Then he says, my Lord has humiliated me. What is wrong in it? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you wealth, all the blessings of this world, if you say Allah has honored me, is it wrong? If you are poor and your needs are not fulfilled, if you say Allah has humiliated me, what's wrong in it? He's not attributing it to any other God, Allah. Allah has honored me. Allah has humiliated me. But what's wrong? What's the mistake? The mistake is that if Allah gives you plenty, this is also a test, not honor. And if He gives you less, this is also a test, not humiliation. Both conditions are equal in this respect. They are for testing. The honor will be on that day. Whosoever is honored on that day, he will be honored. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُ. يَوْمًا Allah will gather them. And that day will be ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُ. So actually, to think that this is honor, this is wrong. If you are poor, you think you have been humiliated, this is wrong. Both conditions are equal. They are steps. Rather, they should be one step further. Now these are, steps. Guidance and, going on the wrong path, step by step. The highest dhalal dalalam baila would be that if Allah has given you something in place and bless you, you say this is from Laat or Uzza or Manat. And when you are in trouble, you say that Hubal is perhaps angry from me. But this is the shirk. This is the worst, thing that a man can adopt. But you come lower down. Well, Allah has honored me. Allah has humiliated me. Comparing to that person, he is on a better place. That he is attributing honor or humiliation to Allah, not to any other God. But if he thinks that in this world what is given to him is honor, and if there is poverty or something of that type, then it is humiliation, it is wrong. Neither the honor is honor nor humiliation is humiliation. Both are equal. But there is certain, a further level of guidance. You may think that the testing by way of inflictions and sort of pain, this test is greater, harder than the test when he blesses, when he gives plenty. No. Real case is the reverse. When he gives you plenty, you will tend to forget him. When you are in need, you will turn to him. So that examination, that test is worse than the test of poverty or pain. Because if you are, enjoying life, rejoicing, everything in plenty, then you forget Allah. If you are in pain, if you are afflicted by something, you will turn to Allah. And that is what happened with Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah. When from the government level, the idea of creativity of Quran, that Quran is also created, this aqidah was being enforced by the state, by government. And he stood up, I am not going to accept this. Eetuni bishayin min kitabillahi wa sunnati rasulihi ataakul. If you can produce some argument, some proof from the book of Allah or the sayings of his prophet, then I will say. If you can't produce any proof, I won't accept. He was beaten. They say he was beaten in a way that even an elephant was beaten in that way, that would have not been able to bear it. But he never wept. He took all the beatings. But then the conditions changed. Now the Khalifa, who took over from the former Khalifa, he believed in the same thing in which Ahmad ibn Hanbal believed. Now from the court of the Khalifa, a messenger came with some gold pieces, SLCs, dinars, that the Khalifa has sent this for you as a gift, as a present. Now he wept. Oh Allah, I can't stand this test. This is harder. To be able to resist temptation is more difficult than to resist the persecution. So these are the three levels. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ. No. It's not the honor. You are mistaken. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ وَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ. No. This is not humiliation. كَلَّا. No, not at all. بَلْ لَا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. But your characters, most of you have fallen down so much regarding morality that you don't honor the orphan. This is the condition of the Arabian society at that time. They had gone so low, generally speaking. There were exceptions, but generally, لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين. And you do not urge others even to feed the needy and hungry. وَتَعْقُلُونَ التُرَاثَ عَقْلًا لَمَّا. And you eat up all the inheritance with devouring greed. Don't let take anybody else, anything else. Take all the inheritance. This was the practice with them. The older son, he inherited everything. Nothing to even the younger sons. Nothing. What to speak of daughters? So, تَعْقُلُونَ التُرَاثَ عَقْلًا لَمَّا. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And you love wealth with abounding love. كَلَّا. Certainly not. إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا. When the earth will be crushed into powder, or when the earth will be beaten flat by continuous beating. These are two translations done by two sons of Shah Waliullah Dehlvi. Shah Rafiuddin, Rahimahullah, and Shah Abdul Qadir. One has translated, when the earth will be crushed into powder. And the other, when the earth will be beaten flat by continuous beating and beating and beating and beating. So, it becomes flat. No mountains, nothing of the sort. No heights, no depths. No oceans. We have read that the seas will be flowed out and they will become dry. So the whole earth will be one piece, plain, simple, and stretched. This we have already read in Surah Al-Insyiqaq. وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ. It will be stretched. So that it holds all the mankind at once. Standing before the Lord. Because this is going to become the ground where you know that reckoning and judgment will be passed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we say in Persian, Kisra-e Zameen, Barsar-e Zameen. This is the matter of this earth, whatever we have earned. Working here, living here. So all the matters will be decided here. So the next ayah is very important. وَجَا رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will himself descend to this earth. We can't say how this descent will be. But this is it. Just as we have the hadith, that every night, in the small hours of the morning, Allah comes down to the nearest heaven, Samaa'i Dunya, and then it is called Hal min mustaghfirin faghfir lah. Is there anybody asking for forgiveness? So I shall forgive him. Hal min sa'ilin fa'atiyahu. Is there someone requesting me something? So that I should grant it to him. Now, one step more. Every night he comes to the first heaven. On that day, he will descend further and he will come of this life. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ. And your Lord and the angels rank upon rank. وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Now this flattened earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's descent, the angels and all the humans, from Adam till the last man of his progeny, which will come in this earth, in this world, till the end of this world. وَجِيَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمُ. And then, the hell will be brought face to face with them. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ. On that day, man will receive admonition, he will be reminded, he will come to his senses. وَأَنَّ لَهُ ذِكْرًا. Now to what end? He's coming to senses. He's getting the admonition. He's getting the reminding now. He's of no avail. فَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. He will say, would that I had forwarded some good. for this life of mine. Now it will dawn upon him, this is the life. I thought that life in this, that world was the real life. That was only a preface to life. The real book of life has opened today. And alas, I sent nothing for this life. I kept working, only for that life. The requirements, all the facilities, conveniences, or luxuries of this life. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٌ. So none can chastise as he shall chastise on that day. وَلَا يُوثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ أَحَدٌ. And no one can bind anyone as he shall bind these disbelievers. They will be bound and chastised. In the end, these four small ayats are very heartening. And blessed are these souls to whom Allah will say these words. We can only pray that Allah includes us also. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainnah. Oh, you soul that remained at peace. Nafsul mutmainnah. نفس اللوامة من سورة قيامة نفس أمارة من سورة يوسف نفس مطمئنة. This is the highest spiritual station for the soul and spirit of man. And what is this itminan? Whether something good is coming to you or whether something which is unpleasant coming to you, you stand there like a rock, not to be influenced by these changing conditions. Whatever is coming from my Lord. And you are there, firm. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. So you are نَفْسِ مُطْمَئِنَّ. The contented soul. The satisfied soul. The soul or spirit which is at peace with himself. To be at peace with yourself is also not an easy job. Repenting, what this happened, why happened, this should not have happened, what I did, I should not have done this. You are there, wavering this way or that way. But if you have accepted Allah as your Lord, whatever has come, it's from Him. Nakshabad nasib dushman ki shabad halake tezat sari dostan salamat ki tu khanjar azmai. Allah, whatever you please, I am ready. At least we should be like Hazrat Ismail when he said to his father Ibrahim, Satajaduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. Oh, father, go on. Go ahead. Do what you have been commanded to do. And God willing, you will find me forbearing, patient. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainnah. Oh, the contented and satisfied soul, irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyya. Now return unto your Lord, well pleased by your Lord, and well pleasing to your Lord. Your Lord is pleased with you, and you will be pleased with Him. Radiyatan mardiyya. And many times you find the verse, رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah was pleased with them as they were pleased with Allah. This will happen in the paradise of Jannah. But here also you should remain pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides for you. No complaint. We read it in Surah Al-Taghabun. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ ارْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Go and enter my bondsmen, my servants, من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. Now you will have the company of them. But holy jannati, go and enter my garden, my paradise. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayati.